Tanzania's Kalahari Bushmen are persistence hunters who track antelope until they wear them out. This might seem inefficient, but Bushmen are well designed for extreme long-distance running in the desert heat. They can also carry water. A large-horned kudu antelope can run fast for many miles. After 8 hours of being tracked through the desert, though, the animal can reach such a point of thirst and fatigue that one small man can kill it with a simple wooden spear. Halfway across the world, the Dani people of the Indonesian province of Papua, Western New Guinea, are subject to the heavy rains of a large tropical island, so they get by on Stone Age farming methods. The Dani plant tubers such as sweet potatoes and cassava, grow banana trees, and cook pork in earthen ovens. Bedecked with ornate feathered headdresses, but little more than waist straps to cover their nakedness, the Dani were first discovered by the outside world in the early 20th century. The Kalahari Bushmen and Dani give us two glimpses of what the long prehistory of humanity must have looked like. Hunter-gatherers and primitive farmers who subsisted on whatever the land provided and accumulated no wealth over the course of their lives. Civilization began with the domestication of animals and the advent of larger-scale farming. Still, for thousands of years, most people were desperately poor by modern standards. They lived at or just above subsistence, always at risk from disease, climate, and predation. Only in the last few hundred years have large numbers of people created more wealth than they consumed, and lived much longer and healthier lives. Graphs that chart economic growth from about 8,000 BC to the present show a nearly horizontal line for most of that history, which quickly curves upward in hockey stick fashion in the last three centuries, with most of the spike coming in the last century. Before the sharp elbow of this line, life for most people was brutally hard by today's standards. Thomas Hobbes surely missed some of the joys and beauties of life in primitive societies, but his famous description of the imagined state of nature might just as well have applied to the past. No arts, no letters, no society, and which is worst of all, continual fear and danger of violent death. And the life of man, solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short, Hobbes observed. Hobbes wrote from his ascendant perch in England in 1651. In other words, he wrote just before the elbow of the curve had turned sharply upward. How much harsher and harder must the lives of our distant ancestors appear to us now, on the other side of Scottish inventor James Watt? Watt's work tripled the power of steam engines in the decade before 1776. His miracle gave rise to massive factories, cities, railways, and everything else we associate with the Industrial Revolution. People moved from using wood to coal, oil, and natural gas. They learned to harness electricity, purify water, refrigerate food, and build indoor plumbing. With such advances came new forms of industry, transportation, and cities, as well as prosperity that previous generations could not have imagined. On average, the global population today is about 20 times richer than it was during the long agrarian age, before 1500 AD. There are now far more people living better, longer lives than ever before. This is especially true in the developed world, but even much of the developing world is catching up. Since 1990, as more countries have embraced trade and economic freedom, extreme poverty has been cut in half worldwide and continues to plummet. The Brookings Institution projects that such poverty could disappear by 2030.